Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's time to line them up. Opening lines, line moves, and how money is moving the sports betting market. Line them up with Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio. Get ready to place your bets.
Yeah, it is that time of day. It's time to line them up here on BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. A lot to get into baseball-wise. Chris Ranji in today for Joe O. We're going to talk some basketball. NBA Finals Game 6. Ryan Horvath of BetMGM tonight will join us in about 20 minutes. An hour from now, a little over an hour from now, we will talk to Ryan McDonough, our Odyssey NBA insider. But right now, Chris, we do it every day. We got to look at baseball here. The games, the matchups, some of the run lines, pitching props, Ks, home runs, wherever our mind kind of goes, we look through these games. And Chris, I'll start us off here. I just think it's interesting. Tonight, a series starts, two-game series starts up in New York. The Phillies, who have been hot lately, taking on the Yankees, who look dead, obviously have a lot of issues right now with their roster. Not a very good team, but also just have issues because guys are out on the COVID list. Yet they beat the Red Sox 2 out of 3. And I just think it's interesting to see the line tonight. You know, you look at the Yankees are underdogs at home. You can get Yankees +112 at home against a Phillies team that hasn't been good on the road for years. Aaron Nola back from a stay on the COVID list himself, and he hasn't been very good this year. And yet the Phillies are pretty big road favorites tonight.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I mean, the price isn't bad. If you want to go with the favorite on this one at -121, I don't think that's all that terrible. I'm still sort of waiting for the first five numbers to come out. I haven't seen those yet. I don't think they've been posted, but I'm a little bit more interested in that, in those first five innings, because after that, you're not exactly sure about, the Phillies bullpen late. And I think we talked about this earlier. They could use a little bit of help in the bullpen, and then I think they're in really good shape. But at this point, I kind of want to see that number. I don't know where it is, but you are right. You're getting really good value with the Yankees at home, with Domingo German pitching tonight, +112. I would have no problem taking that number. I'm probably going to stay away from this game altogether, but I do like the price on that, really, for either team here. So if you've got a lean one way or the other, it's not that big of a commitment either way. So I'd say go for it, but me personally, I'm staying away.
One game we don't have the numbers on yet, but I have my eye on it as the day goes along to see what it pops out to. Giants at Dodgers. We saw the game of the four-game series last night, Chris, and Giants won that one 7-2. Their bullpen really has been, over the last month and a half, the Giants probably the most unheralded good group in baseball. I think it's like a 3.2 ERA. They just get outs. Last night, Gausman wasn't even that good early. Muncy had another home run off him, which was part of our home run props yesterday we gave out. But the Giants win. The Giants continue to hold that division lead. This is a four-game series. It sounds like the Dodgers might go with a bullpen game tonight, which for a lot of teams that would mean trouble. But for them, like, they could throw 9 innings of 2-run ball because they're the Dodgers. That series and that race fascinates me.
Yeah, I'd be really interested to see what the number is, and they have not yet decided who is going to take the ball first, but you're right, it does sound like it's going to be a bullpen game tonight. Alex Wood, who's having a really nice season for San Francisco, is pitching for the Giants. I bigger picture when it comes to San Francisco, and I believe I need to take a look at it. I haven't in a couple of days, but I believe the Dodgers are still favored to win the division, despite the fact the Giants are actually atop the division. And I think that's still accurate. I think that's still right. Even though San Francisco has been off to this start in the first half of the season, and really we're past the actual halfway point of the season, they're at 59-34. So more than half the games played already for teams in baseball. Giants are such a surprise. I didn't think they would be where they are. So I'm thinking more big picture here. The Dodgers, I do believe, despite everything they've dealt with, they are ultimately going to win that division. I am curious to see what that number is going to be tonight. I'm really fascinated there to see how they play this out.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the division winner odds right now. You can get it at Dodgers. They're still -275 on points bet.
Wow.
But this is the part that really just – I think this is just off, and it blows me away. And I agree with what your assessment that, you know, the Dodgers are still the favorite. And if you're going to pick one, it's probably still Los Angeles. But they have the Padres and Giants at the same odds, +350. And, like, the reality of how these teams have played this year, that doesn't match. I mean, look at San Francisco. They're 59-34, +123 run differential. The Padres are 55-41. There's a 5.5 game difference, 7 in the loss column, and the Padres are +96. Like, the Giants have been a better team than San Diego by a pretty good margin the whole year, yet the betting market says they're even in terms of, you know, both +350 to win the West. I would rather bet on San Francisco to win the West than the Padres.
Well, there's more value in it, I guess. And here's the problem. I think if you're a Giants better, is that everybody's looking at what the Padres are, the team they had going into the regular season. And it just feels obvious that that's a better team, that ultimately they're going to start to play a ton better. They're not even playing poorly. They're going to, you know, they're going to go to the playoffs this year, and they still have 55 wins. But I think that people believe, and they might be right on this, that they're going to start to play well enough that they can make up that 5.5 games and they can overtake San Francisco. But if we know anything about the Giants in the last decade, is they have surprising years, and you might as well just go with it because they're going to do it whether or not you think they can. So that's why, to me, they're a very dangerous team. I don't have a play at all on what happens in the West. I think the Dodgers ultimately win, but I'm not putting any money on anything that happens in that division.
Yeah, it is it's going to go right down to the end, and you would think all three teams are going to make the playoffs. It's a matter of who can avoid that one game wild card. Another game I'm looking at tonight, and I'm looking to see how high the number goes in terms of an over-under on this one, the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. So we saw last night, Chris, the Red Sox hit. They put a bunch of runs up last night in, I guess, Buffalo, because they're not yet back in Toronto yet. But in Buffalo last night, they scored a bunch of runs. And tonight, you look at the pitching matchup. I haven't even seen the Blue Jays listed starter as we discussed this, but it's actually Hatch. Hatch is going to start. Thomas Hatch will be on the mound tonight, 26-year-old righty for the Blue Jays. Garrett Richards on the mound for the Red Sox. He has really struggled since the sticky stuff went out. Those two teams, those two offenses, Guerrero and Springer and Bichette, and obviously the Red Sox guys, tonight feels like another night for runs. I would look runs early in that Red Sox-Blue Jays game.
And I did see a number that it was maybe 10.5. I know PointsBet right now doesn't have Red Sox-Blue Jays on the board yet, so I would assume that's going to happen here within the next hour or two. I would look at the over on this. If it's 10.5, those, I really don't like those normally. But maybe because we're in a different era of baseball, and by era, I mean the second half with no sticky stuff, like you mentioned, this seems like a different era of baseball. Probably going to be a lot of offense in that game tonight. So I would imagine the line is going to be somewhere around 10.5.
Yeah, it's interesting you brought that up. And we talked earlier in the show about, you know, just the run scoring environment kind of going up the last month and a half. You look at today's totals, at least the ones that are on the board right now, as we discuss all this right now, there's, you know, 9 is kind of the baseline, but there's, you know, Brewers Royals, 9.5, the Mets Reds, which we can get into here after the Wild one last night. That's 10.5 tonight. I'm at 9.5 in the White Sox and the Twins. I mean, there's some 11 in the Rockies Mariners. Obviously, that one is at Coors Field, so it's always going to be a high number. But
right.
There's some pretty big numbers. It feels like the market's kind of correcting itself that offense is back.
Yeah, it is. And I like to see where these are, where these numbers are once it gets to August and it gets really hot in a lot of these ballparks and see how the numbers adjust. And if they go up to, you know, if the baseline becomes more like 10.5 and that's the norm, I'd be really interested to see if that does happen.
Yeah, one particular pitcher I'm looking at tonight, because we're talking about a lot of offense, but game and one pitcher I have an eye on, Skubal, the lefty for the Tigers. He's kind of emerged here as, Detroit's in a weird spot trying to figure out which young players are going to stick and which aren't the next couple of years. But Skubal's been pretty good, and his over-under for his case tonight, Chris, is 6.5. Going against Texas, not a really good offense. They strike out a bunch. You know, Gallo's really the only guy that really scares you, maybe Garcia a little bit, but you can get strikeouts against that team. His K prop tonight is 6.5. He's averaged over 7 strikeouts per start since the beginning of May. And it's been a pretty good run he's on now for, a better part of 2.5 months where he's racking up his 7 or so or more strikeouts per start. I like that one tonight. Detroit put a whooping on the Rangers last night. Maybe tonight's game is a little bit more competitive, but I like Skubal with strikeouts tonight.
I totally agree with you. He struck out 9 Astros, and that's a team that doesn't do it very often. So, and that was only a couple of starts ago. So I like it. And the other reason I like it is the Texas Rangers have not seen him yet. Nobody on that team has played against him. And a lot of times that ends up favoring the pitcher and a younger pitcher who is capable of striking people out. That usually is not a good sign for a team that has yet to face him in person. They got all the video they want, but they haven't actually seen him. They haven't actually faced him for themselves. So I would not be surprised at all if you get to 7 strikeouts tonight.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris, any other games or players jump out to you tonight?
I actually did have the over in that game at 8.5, which might seem a little counterintuitive, but I think you're probably going to see a lot of runs in Detroit as they take on the Texas Rangers. I'm interested in the Padres Brewers run line for tonight. Braves. The Padres are a +100 on the run line tonight. I like them with Yu Darvish pitching against Kyle Muller. That's going to be in Atlanta. I think they win by a couple of runs tonight, so I'm really in on that. And this number to me is, I don't know what to think of it. And it's probably because the Baltimore Orioles never help this guy out. But John Means is starting for the Orioles tonight. He's really been so good. And they've lost his last five starts, despite the fact he has been really good. They have absolutely wasted him as a pitcher. Tampa Bay is going to win tonight. I think the over of 7.5 is also going to hit. I would expect a good game from Means, but I do think that the game total hits over the 7.5.
Yeah, Means off the IL. You know, he was such a great story early in the year, through no hitter. You know, he's a great development story for them. He's legit. I mean, when you get a pitcher as good as he is at +180 on the money line, it's always tempting. But you're right. The Orioles seem to find a way to not win the games, right? Not support him enough, and they're going up against a really good Rays team, and Baltimore did win last night, so it's probably a tall task to ask them to go down there and
do it twice.
Yeah, that's a lot. The San Diego Atlanta game is interesting because. You know, the NL East, we talked about a little bit earlier how it's so like kind of wide open for anybody. And I'm among the people. I know Joe O, you know, had a lot of futures on the Braves and he's kind of given up on them. And I said last week, Chris, when Acuña went down, that's it. It's over. It's curtains for them. Yet, they're fighting and they traded for Jock Peterson. They traded for Stephen Vogt. Like they're trying here. And there is something to a team that just like the Braves are used to this. They've been in the NLCS last year. They've won the division so many years in a row that it's almost like I think we're all doing this, counting them out. But it's not going to surprise me. Maybe not tonight because, Darvish is incredible. But if they just keep fighting here and all of a sudden we look up at September and they're right there with the Phillies and the Mets.
Well, like I said earlier in the show, I thought the Mets before the season started were the rightful favorites. They had done everything that you would ask a new owner to come in and do within reason. And he tried to make them better. They signed Francisco Lindor. They had a really good pitching staff, and now they're starting to deal with some injuries again, unfortunately for them. But the Mets, Phillies, and Braves, I'm not going to be surprised, despite the fact Atlanta's 4.5 out right now. I think they can make that up. So I don't really like the National League East either. What I do feel really confident is, three teams out of the West are going to go to the playoffs. I think that's going to happen. You're going to get one team in the Central. You're going to get one team in the East, and that is going to be it. I would not be surprised at all if the Braves do end up playing really good ball here over the last couple of months and put themselves back in position. 4.5 out in that division with the teams they're going up against really is not insurmountable at all. It just isn't. So I'm kind of with you on that. I would not be giving up on them totally.
Yeah, no, I can't. And one quickly that to hit on, and we'll probably hit on it later. We go prop shopping is Twins White Sox. It feels like they play every game. It feels like every time we're talking about this, the Twins and White Sox playing. They played a ton the last month or so. But man, some of those Twins hitters, their numbers, career numbers off of Dallas Keuchel, are incredible. Including, I mean, how about this? You're looking for a home run prop, and we'll hit it later and what the numbers are. But Chris, Nelson Cruz, in his
right,
faced Keuchel a lot. He has six home runs. He's got a .673 slugging and six home runs. I mean, he has owned them.
Spoiler alert, that's going to be one of my home run props tonight. That's just an incredible number. A .1079 OPS Nelson Cruz has against Dallas Keuchel. The team as a whole has not been very good against him. He's had all of the at-bats, though. He's had a lot of ABs. He's had a lot of appearances against him. So if you're going to go home run shopping tonight, that's a great, great pick, and I love it. We'll bring it up again because I really am in on that one. Six home runs out of 55 at-bats? That's like Mark McGwire territory.
It is. He absolutely owns when he hit one yesterday off of Lance Lynn. On the other side, we got to talk some hoops here. Game six tonight, NBA Finals. Ryan Horvat, bet MGM tonight. He will join us next to talk about the Suns and the Bucks right here on BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.